Brother Reeves has showed some distaste in the fact that we keep addressing the put-away woman. However, this is what this debate is about, and we'll not quit referring to the put-away woman. The put-away woman is what this debate is about, and what rights and what conditions and what laws Jesus has placed upon her, and how her or he, a put-away person, can act and be in accordance with the Scriptures. Bill Reeves disagreed with the statement that I made, and let me correct that statement. When we talked about the married deals with put away, and bound deals with loose, we said that the marriage and the put away is on the part of the man and the woman, and we observed, and we said that the binding and the loosing is God's part. What I meant to say by that is that there is nothing left in her control. There is nothing left in the woman's control after she has been put away. That's what I meant to say as a point of clarification. I'm going to go back to that two-caller chart again in Luke 16. Brother Reed says that there is no fornication is not in evidence in our proposition. Well, fornication is in evidence in our proposition. It says right there. Then commits fornication. Fornication is in our proposition. He also says, though, that there is not a sequence taught in the Scriptures. There clearly is a sequence. The man puts away his wife and marries another, commits adultery. And whoso marrieth her, which is put away from her husband, committeth adultery. Brother Reeves says that we are hung up on sequence. We are only binding the sequence that we have in the Scriptures. We're only asking that the Scriptures, the sequence which they put forth, is the sequence which we follow. That's all. The only point that we've made is that we follow the biblical pattern. And the biblical pattern lays forth a sequence. And we've asked that we follow the sequence. And we've taught that the sequence that is laid forth in the Scriptures must be followed in all cases of marriage, divorce, and remarriage. Next, another verse about Mark chapter 10 and verse 11. Another slide. We've talked about this phrase, committeth adultery against her. And he saith unto them, whosoever shall put away his wife and marry another, committeth adultery against her. Some have made this argument. Brother Reeves says that this proves a put away wife can subsequently put away her mate after he remarries because he committeth adultery against her. What this is, there are scholars who actually will argue that this... That her is actually the second wife, not the first. He makes the argument that this adultery against her refers to the first wife. Scholars aren't in agreement about that. Alfred Marshall translates the text under discussion as commits adultery with her. Robert Hanna says the prepositional phrase translated against her in Mark 10, the preposition epi has a sense of with after the verb makoti. Alexander Balmain Bruce says the former view is taken. It may mean either against, to prejudice of her, the first wife, or with her, the second. The former view is taken by the leading modern exegetes. So the scholars are not in agreement about this phrase, committeth adultery against her. What this really proves is not that they are still married, it proves that they are still bound. And we agree that the reason that a put-away woman cannot remarry is because she's still bound to her previous mate. In fact, that's the true definition of adultery, is being married to one. The Bible tells us married to one and bound to another. That's a biblical definition of adultery, and we'll talk more about that tomorrow. Regardless of this, the verse provides no authority for the put-away woman to remarry. Regardless of everything that this verse teaches, there is no authority given for the put-away wife to remarry. Brother Reese has not circumvented the prohibition on put-away persons remarrying, which we've talked about in Matthew 5:32, Matthew 19:9, and Luke 16 and verse 18. Brother Reese talked about this slide in which he mentioned he liked his picture. We chose a good one, he said. And he said those weren't his words. Those weren't his direct words. And don't let me mislead you. That is not a direct quote from Brother Reese. What I meant to imply is that his teachings and his doctrines leads to this statement, that unless she was innocent of fornication when she was put away, whosoever marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery, unless she was innocent of fornication when she was put away. Notice, he didn't deny this, did he? Did you hear him deny that? Did you hear him deny that statement? I didn't hear it. And I asked Brother Reeves, if he denies this statement, please say so. But the end result of the doctrine that he's teaching is that he feels the innocent person can remarry if fornication was occurred after she was put away. Matthew 19, verse 9 is obviously a very important verse in the marriage, divorce and remarriage discussion. Brother Reeves has spent quite a bit of his argumentation tonight dealing with Matthew 19 and verse 9. So let's take a look at it again. And this time I want to show you how Brother Reeves has a problem. He wants put away to mean two different things in the same verse. We said that early on. Watch and make sure that we don't apply different meanings to the same word in the same verse at the same time. There are, as you know, two possible scenarios in this verse. The one scenario where a fornication has occurred in the marriage. The other where no fornication had occurred in the marriage. Let's look at scenario one, a putting away for fornication. And we'll read it that way. And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife for fornication and shall marry another does not commit adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. In this case, Brother Reeves wants put away to mean really divorced in the eyes of God. He wants this divorce to be real. He wants this putting away to be real. Now look at scenario two. And I'm saying to you, this is a not for fornication putting away. And we're going to read it that way. Putting away not for fornication. And we're going to read it that way. Scenario 2 says, and I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife not for fornication, and shall marry another, committeth adultery. And whoso marrieth her, which is put away, doth commit adultery. In this case, Brother Reeves wants put away to only mean accommodatively, or in the eyes of men. Do you see that? The divorce is not real, he claims. The woman isn't really put away. She can still put away her husband later if he commits fornication. Wait, do you see what's happening here? This is the same word in the same verse, and Brother Reeves wants to mean two different things depending upon the circumstances. Brother Reeves, we would simply ask you, which way is it? It has to be one way or the other. Thayer says, one of the rules of literary interpretation states that a word can have but one fixed meaning in the connection in which it occurs. The bottom line, either way you take it, the result is the same. Whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. Either way, what's the end result? Whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. You can't define put away two different ways in the same verse. But either way, the end result's the same. And that result's what we've been debating. And the result is the same. All this quibbling about in the eyes of men or putting away that God doesn't recognize doesn't really prove anything at all. We want to look further at Matthew 19, verse 9. We want to break it down and talk about action, cause, and result for the husband and the wife. There are two possible scenarios which we've talked about this evening. One in which fornication occurred, and one in which no fornication has occurred. First, I'm going to talk about the divorce for fornication, and we'll read Matthew 19:9 that way. Whosoever shall put away his wife for fornication and shall marry another does not commit adultery. And whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. What's it say there? The husband puts away his wife. What's the action puts away his wife. What's the cause? For fornication. The result for the husband is that he may remarry without committing sin. But what about the guilty put away wife? Whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. She may not remarry. Brother Reeves agrees with me about this scenario. Now let's discuss the other possibility. A divorce in which the innocent wife is put away. She may not. She has not committed fornication. Matthew 19 verse 9 tells us that the husband puts away his wife not for fornication. What's the result? It's adultery if he remarries. What's the result for the innocent wife? Again, plainly the verse says, whoso marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery. She may not remarry either. This is the point of controversy between us. Whether or not this woman, put away not for fornication, can remarry. Jesus clearly says that she cannot. Time.